But first this hour, the Phoenix City Council last night approved a new city budget for the upcoming fiscal year. The nearly $4.5 billion plan includes money for public safety, trying to help the city's homeless population, and libraries, among many other things. Public comments during the meeting were mixed.
You know, we were being told that we are anti-police and anti-American and all of these things, right? And it's not true, but what we're looking at is, are we really safe?
I support what the city manager has put in the budget for the arts.
So we need the City of Phoenix Council and the city manager to add a trauma compensation fund for our communities.
I am the current chair for CAS, and I want to thank you for entertaining more dollars for the CAS program.
And joining me to discuss the new budget is Mike Sonnick, senior writer with the Business Journal. And Mike, what are some of the big ticket, big money items in this budget?
Well, they had a $2.9 million surplus for the budget, so a little more money to spend this go around. Obviously, we've had some tougher budget times, both at the local and state levels in recent years, so they had a little more cash to spend. The total budget was $4.4 billion, and so they were able to put a little more money towards police and fire, homeless services. We've like a lot of Western cities, have seen an upswing in the number of homeless folks and the services that they kind of need. So they had some extra money for that. A little bit of money for trees and shade, which has become an issue in downtown Phoenix, where there's been a lot of development, and a lot of people talk about climate change and heat island effect, and so we've had a lot of activists kind of push for that. Some new licensing requirements. The city wants to put on sober living, kind of rehab homes that we see in neighborhoods sometimes. They had a little bit of money to go around this time, so they spent it. Also included was some money, $295,000, I think it was, for libraries to keep some library hours extended. They had extended some of the branch libraries when the central library had its roof problems, so they're trying to keep some of those things in place.
Was there a sense that the amount of money that the budget allocated for police and fire, sort of the public safety segment, was sufficient? I know there's been some concern that either or both of those agencies could use more people, could use more money.
Yeah, that's been a bone of contention on the council for a number of years. And you've had folks like Sal DiCicio, one of the more conservative members on the council, you know, continue to push for we should be spending money on putting more cops on the street, you know, helping the fire department with more resources instead of some of the other things, you know, the city spends on. You know, they put some money towards it. But again, that's an issue that's come up before and just continues to come up as the council kind of tries to figure out where to divide all the financial pie from.
It's often said that it is harder to do a budget when there is extra money, when there's a surplus like the city had this year, because you really have a certain amount of money and a lot of potential needs, a lot of potential places to go for it. Did you get the sense that there was consensus about how to spend the extra money the city had this year?
Yeah, it seemed like, you know, there's a Democratic majority on the council that's, you know, able to pass things. You know, the debates can get kind of lively with the two conservatives, Waring and DiCicio, bringing up things. And but at the end of the day, they often have the votes to get things through. And there was some, I think, overall some consensus on most things. And again, you know, $2.9 million is, you know, a nice surplus, but it's a pretty big, Phoenix is a big city. And so, you know, dividing that up, you know, can be a challenge. And like we just talked about, you know, how much do you put towards police and fire, kind of the public safety, the kind of the most important things that the city does, homeless services, which is a growing problem for a lot of cities. You know, how much do you put towards those versus other things? I think you are right. I think sometimes when you do have a surplus, it gets a little more in the weeds and complicated about how much is enough for one area versus another and what's your priority list.
You mentioned the money for homeless services. There's some money to clean up some of the homeless encampments around the city. Do you get the sense from the community of folks who work with that community and tries to help that community that that amount of money can make an appreciable difference?
Yeah, I think it was $728,000 extra that they put in there. They welcome that. You know, a lot of those agencies are always struggling for resources and cash. And I don't know if what they gave is enough to help folks, but it's certainly kind of trying to move the puck a bit on that. And, you know, we've seen Valley Metro, you know, try to work on this issue too around stations and in downtown Phoenix and throughout the region where you see a lot of homeless folks camp out or congregate or panhandle. And it's an issue that I think is front of mind for a lot of folks. It's just, you know, finding the money for that. So I think the homeless service folks were kind of pleased that Phoenix had this extra money they were able to put in there, but it's still a big issue. And it's a tough one because there's a lot of issues related to mental health, substance abuse, you know, trying to help these folks, you know, get places to live, jobs, and the assistance that they kind of need.
That's Mike Sonics, a senior writer with the Business Journal. Mike, thanks as always. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.